What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just best rest of your day. And we survive like always, and get right into it. Health. Feelings. Healings. Shattered. Broken. Metal. What do these all have in common, right? In life, we go through phases, we go through changes, and we have these learning experiences. And the difference between all those, what's broken can be fixed. What's shattered into many pieces can be made anew. And all of that becomes, you were once glass, now you're forged in a solid metal material. The healing can start. The process has to start in your mind. But, you know, in certain situations, somebody say, I was broken. I'm like, you was wounded. Change those words. You was wounded. Broken means having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. Let me say that definition again. Having been fractured or damaged and no longer in one piece or in working order. You can fix some things and some things you can't fix, but you can make anew. We're talking about glass here. Now we're shattered. You have shattered glass, broken into many pieces. And you can't put those back together in most cases, but you can make anew. You can make it a new appearance. But what's on the inside shines on the outside. So whatever you are on the inside, you really can't hide what's being represented to the world on the outside, because it's a reflection of you. A mirror is a reflection. But the mirror can't see what's inside of you. So that's where the healing comes in. Healing definition is to become sound or healthy again, or healthier. I'm throw that in there. You can become healthy and then you can be healthier. You're doing the right things, you're eating right, you're doing this and you're doing that, you're healthy. But you can be healthier if you just do a little bit more. And I heard this guy on the motivational video I was listening to this morning. He said, just do one more. Just do one more of whatever it is that you do. And then you'll be 10 times ahead of everybody else that's just doing enough. Now, I'm talking about making it stronger. That's where the word metal comes from. We're moving from glass to a solid structure. A solid material that is typically hard, shiny, with good electrical and thermal conductivity. We are all electrical. We all have electric current run through us. Yeah, we do have blood and organs and all that, but you know, we are electric. And when you just dive deep into it, it's more than you can imagine that, you know, we are individuals of power. We go day to day and we can't have a defeated mindset. The mindset has to stay on a level where I can do that. I've seen it done before. I'm powerful. I know. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give it my best. Even when you give it your best and you know you don't succeed the first time, you keep trying, because it's something within you. It's not the reflection. It's within you, the heart of the individual, that's going to get that thing done. So picking up the pieces is one thing, but trying to put back shattered pieces, just become a new, just get a new one, a renewed mind. That cup or saucer broke, guess what? You're not going to sit there and glue it back together and think you're going to drink out of it again with no leaks. Get another one. Start anew. Something is broken, you can fix it to your best ability, but At the same time, you have to evolve into something new. Have a material that's electric. It's still shiny, but it's a conducting energy, an electrical current. Electrify the world, shock the world. Do the best you can do with what you have, and then evolve into getting more things so you can spread the blessings to other people and heal to become sound or healthier once more. Never forget, you are powerful kings and queens out here. Keep your head up no matter what you're going through. You're going to get through it. And like I always say, take advantage of the time that you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. I'm G-Chef, and I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Y'all have a great one.